Tritium the mascot. Japan has decided not to use its little mascot, Tritium-kun, Little Mr. Tritium, to promote the release of Fukushima water to the ocean. Tritium is the only radioactive atom that remains in the wastewater, and the small jade pale guy with the large grass green nose and slightly crossed eye, cute enough for couplets, and the headgear of atomic symbols, two yellow orbs and a green cross, was comic in an endearing way they thought too unserious. He's gone. China and Korea and some neighbours are still grim about the vast, long release of the real atom, but Japan's reconstruction agency said the little mascot means friendliness. We aimed for an intermediate feeling that is neither good or evil. Well, yes, that meaning, with its innocence of inverted commas, suave neutrality, again makes me miss the little creature. In the Jade Sea, he seemed so free and happy, so morally unencumbered. He was retired too young to have any adventures, but my own little Brookings gave him serious attention and is disappointed, being sort of adolescent now and into anime. I guess they, Pombats, Wombat and Possum Cross, are anime in a way themselves. Named after the Brookings Institution, which he thinks was named for him, Brookings tried to win the compatible left, another Pombat, over, but she rejected his flowers, at least temporarily, and he took refuge in literature and manga. He still loves me to read to him, still has his joey fur, feels like plush, when he cuddles to see the book better. I suppose Tritium is still copyrighted, if retired, but I can always invent stories for Brookings about Tritium in his element. See. We will follow him in the water. He will make friends, but not too easily, and some will try to eat him. He will flip away at the last, though, and know more adventure. Brookings likes Tritium's greenness now and his roundness. Like Pierre in Brookings' favourite War and Peace, he survives by innocence, luck and wisdom. I console now that you can't retire an atom.